35 degrees at 7:57. I'm Ann Carrick with a Q105 information update brought to you by Charter Oak Federal, your community credit union serving all of New London County, Putnam, Killingly, and Brooklyn, Connecticut. The only U.S. company that makes an anthrax vaccine may soon resume routine production. The Food and Drug Administration spent last week inspecting Bioport's labs and says the Michigan company has fixed most of the problems that stopped shipments of the vaccine. Five people have been injured in a shootout between Palestinian police and supporters of a fugitive militant leader. Earlier, police arrested 13 suspected Hamas members and closed five workshops in the Gaza Strip where they suspect mortar shells were being made. And Connecticut State Health Department says about 130 samples collected in and around Oxford last week have come back negative for anthrax. There has been no sign of the deadly bacterium since a 94-year-old resident died of the disease in November. It's 7:58. You're up to date. Good morning. Californians are being told they're probably in for a blackout-free summer. Operators of the state's power grid say there's more hydroelectric power this year, but they warn the Enron mess has put some projects on hold, and that could mean shortages later. Dozens of workers at airports in the Washington area have been arrested and charged with lying to get security badges. Those arrested were mostly construction workers, janitors, and food workers. The government says this illustrates its zero-tolerance policy in the war on terrorism. And money issues still remain to be resolved with the legislative session winding down in a few weeks. The General Assembly's Democratic majority is pressing forward with its own state budget plan, but Republican Governor Rowland says he will veto the bill if it reaches his desk. The Democrats' budget plan includes the so-called millionaire's tax. Mm-hmm. It's 7:31. You're up to date.
Hey, we got some birthdays celebrating, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. American cardinals are meeting again today at the Vatican as church leaders discuss how to handle the current sexual abuse scandal. One matter under discussion, whether Roman Catholic priests should be able to rejoin the ministry after being treated for sex crimes. Is a faulty signal light to blame? Federal officials are investigating whether a malfunctioning signal caused a freight train to ram head-on into a commuter train near Los Angeles yesterday. Two people were killed in the crash and dozens of others were injured.
That is unbelievable. Two train wrecks.
Head on.
But two, no, it was one last week.
Yeah, the Amtrak train which derailed.
Yes.
Which is back on track this morning. People are back on that train to head home.
Okay, no pun intended.
I know. And the state Senate has fallen short in a bid to override Governor Rowland's veto of a moratorium on all utility projects across Long Island Sound. Both the House and the Senate needed a two-thirds majority to override the veto. The House approved the override last night, but the Senate's vote early today was two votes short. Beautiful morning, sunny, and 75 is what we're going to hit today, we hope. Clear skies tonight in the 50s and sunny again tomorrow up near 75. Thursday, they're looking at 80.
9:52. Here's Ann Carrick.
Okay, we have a little more information for you. Again, it's all getting worse. Now the reports are it was a plane that hit the Pentagon. The West Wing of the White House has been evacuated, as well as the Capitol building, because of terrorist threats. All airports, we understand now, are closed across the country. Nobody is flying at this moment. I-95 also is closed, heading towards New York City. I don't know how close in, but basically all access and egress to New York City are closed because they're on a full terrorist alert. Again, not a surprise. Just in case you've missed the beginning, we'll recap for you. Two planes have hit the World Trade Towers in New York City. One of those we do know is an American Airlines flight that was coming from Boston, was supposed to be going to Los Angeles, was diverted to JFK, but went into the building instead. The FBI is pretty sure that that was a hijacked plane. 18 minutes later, another plane hit the other World Trade Tower, and now we have reports of a plane that has hit the Pentagon at the heliport. So there's an explosion there. We also have heard reports that President Bush has been put on Air Force One for safekeeping. As we get more information, we'll let you know. All access to New York City has been shut down. All airports in the country are closed. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated.
All right, Ann. It's 10 o'clock. And here's Ann Carrick with another update.
Okay, it's almost impossible to keep on top of everything that's happening. The most recent news that just came in is that one of the World Trade Towers has collapsed. It was both of them were on fire after the two planes hit them earlier this morning, somewhere around 8:30, 8:40 was the first one. About 18 minutes later, the second one hit. We also have word that the Pentagon was struck. A plane crashed into the Pentagon there. The State Department has been evacuated, as well as part of the White House and the Capitol building. The president, as you may or may not know, was in Florida this morning for educational purposes. We understand he has been put on Air Force One for safekeeping. Again, all airports are closed. All access and egress to New York City has been shut down for a full terrorist alert, so you cannot get in or out of New York City. If you were planning to, don't bother. And if you were planning to fly, that's not going to happen either. The news does get worse. We have no information on fatalities and injuries, although I'm sure there are some. We still have only one plane identified, which was Boston to Los Angeles. American Airlines Flight 11 is what we understand. It was a morning flight. That was one of the planes that went into the towers. We do not have information on the second plane or the one that went to the Pentagon. The FBI, of course, is involved. Everybody is involved. We'll keep you updated as we go along.
The headline's coming up in a few minutes.
We're also going to be talking this morning to Ed Lynch, who is an associate professor of political science and the chair of international studies at Hollins University. Mm-hmm. But maybe more importantly for current times is that he also worked for the chair of the Senate subcommittee on terrorism. So we're going to talk to him for a few minutes, and you'll hear about what he has to say.
He's somebody
terrorism.
Who's been right in the middle of it.